Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people. We'll talk to
old people.
It would make us
better people
all around. Yes, it would. And if
old people
would talk to
young people,
it would make us
better people
all around. As it would. We went from radio to TV. Now we're going from LP to CD. Don't be afraid to try something new.
Yeah,
I can help you with the brand new technology. You can help me with the age old philosophy. Together, there's so much we can do.
Blog Talk Radio. Wow, I tell you, it's been a bit of a quick walk. But I tell you what, I have had the most amazing time. You know, I realized I'm getting ready to come upon celebrating doing my shows for now 6 years. And I tell you what, it's been a run. It's been exciting. There's been tears. But you know what? I'm over. I'm over that hump and ready to go. I tell you what, I'd like to thank you, first of all, for joining us today on First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Suze Lynn McDonald, coming to you from amazing Las Vegas, Nevada. And you know, today our show is going to be about, now that you've recognized your assignment, now, what are you going to do with it? And I'd like to say that if you haven't seen the movie War Room, this will kind of tweak your interest, but more than anything, you should jump on it, because this movie has changed a lot of lives. It has made, even myself, it made me recognize some things that I wasn't doing enough of. So we're going to get into the show. Again, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is area code 347-324-5730. Again, that number is area code 347-324-5730. I see my co-host and one of the call. They're beckoning me, so I tell you what, I'm going to jump in. And I'd like to say good morning to my co-host today, Lady Kathy Howard. I tell you, last week's show was done in Phoenix. This week I'm back in Vegas, and you know what? You don't know where I may show up. Good morning, Lady Kathy. How are you?
Good morning, Lady Susie. I am well. I'm ready to go. I know the show was phenomenal Friday. I missed the show, but I already know how it went. And Dr. Judith was on, correct? Our doctor that way.
I tell you what, the lines were blowing up. It was an amazing show. And I tell you, it's a good thing. And the key to it is, for those that didn't see the movie, War Room, this has carried us over to give us, well, you know that song, what is it? Let's give them something to talk about. Well, you know what? That movie has given us something to talk about, some dialogue to get people heated up about God again, about the Word of God, about how to pray yourself into a great situation and then pray yourself out of a bad one. Well, I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and get started. I see I have another caller on the line, so I'm going to click her in so we can get started. And here we go. Good morning, caller, 480-220-4494. Who's there?
Dr. Donnies.
Oh, good morning. Yes, that's my friend.
Hello, Dr. Donnies.
Yes, my friend, my sister. We spent a week, a little more than a week together last week in Phoenix. and I invited her on the show. So we're going to go ahead and jump in so that we can get some of your wisdom as well. The show today, again, is Now That You've Recognized Your Assignment. Now, we're talking about in the movie The War Room, when the young lady that was a real estate agent came to sell a home, and her life was changed by prayer, her own prayers. Someone that was interceding in the background, but her own prayers delivered her home. Now, I wanted to also kind of give you a little bit of information, too. You know, I had to find out who the actress was. Her name is Priscilla Schreier. And believe it or not, this is Tony Evans, the minister Tony Evans out of Houston. This is his daughter. And it's funny because on here they say that, yeah, she actually fell into being an actress. She said this is something that she's never thought about of doing it. So she calls herself the accidental successful actress. Now, she is a motivational speaker, and she does travel and all that, but she had never been on the big screen, and she talks about that. So, again, here it is even for her. She didn't recognize that there was an assignment before her in her talent. She fell into it, and then now what? Now what? You got to show up. So let's kind of get into that. I'll start with you even today, Dr. Donnie. You know, as when we're in a situation and our assignment shows up, and when I say assignment, it could be a person, it could be a situation. You know, we had an assignment this week. But when the assignment is placed in front of you, what are you going to do with it? And now how do you react? Can you speak to that?
Yes. You know, I really feel that, you know, life is not a path of random chance. A lot of people think that your path is a random chance. I really don't, because God has already prepared for us our destiny, already preordained, and God has prepared our destiny for us. It's within the grasp of our hands. Our journey through life is not about surviving one more day. It's about going all the way to your desires and beyond. So when something comes in your direction or interrupts your already preordained path, I believe then it comes down to your choice, because you get to choose life or death. So if you already know that your life has already been preordained, your destiny is already set, and your path is your life is not a path of random choice, I mean random chance, that means you're already going to make it. You're already going to get to your destiny, and you have to sometimes renew your mind to that, and no matter what comes along the way, that you have to believe that you're not surviving one more day. Okay, you get up, things are not quite correct. But at the same time, it is, you have to tell your mind, wait a minute, I'm already going to make it. It doesn't matter what comes along my way, you know, because God will go before each one of us. He'll watch our back. All we have to do is do it his way by staying positive, keep a positive mind, open your mouth and say, you know what, look, I got a destiny, I'm a champion, life is amazing. So you just start stretching your hands out and just start thanking him. And your mind will start to conform to what's coming out of your mouth. And it's, and not only do you see change, but it's a wonderful feeling also. To know that you're in the midst of a situation or something that was not planned in your head, but it doesn't matter. You still can feel good in the middle of a situation, you know, merely by what you put on your mind and how you change the atmosphere back to where it was originally started.
That's amazing, because that's something that we have to do. And Lady Kathy, now that you've recognized your assignment, now what are you going to do with it?
You know what? I have always been on assignment, and I'm not the kind of person that usually missed my assignment, because I ask God every day to show me my assignment and to order my steps. And so, therefore, when it shows up, I usually recognize it. I don't usually miss it, because I've not always been this way. I used to miss it. And so when you miss it, you have to go back and repeat it, or it has to come back around again. But I can say now, when my assignment shows up, I usually get my spirit. I get a check in my spirit. I recognize that, okay, this is my assignment. And I say that a lot at church, to my husband and to other people. And it's usually the difficult people. That's my assignment. And when they show up,
I
like,
wonder
oh, God,
why.
That's my assignment.
I wonder why.
My husband always gets the easy assignment. But, you know, God has equipped me with the backbone and the fortitude to handle difficult people because I was a difficult person. And at times like this, I recognize now that when they show up, that's my assignment. He's an easygoing, laid-back person. And so the easygoing, laid-back people usually tend to go in his direction. And the difficult people usually show up on my doorstep. So, but we don't want to miss our assignment, whether it's easy or hard. We want to please God, so we don't want to miss our assignment. And what I notice out of the difficult people that come my way is that they begin to soften up. They begin to see things a different way. You know, when we're on assignment, God tells us and shows us which way to and how to handle the difficult people that I have. But I enjoy my assignment because I was a difficult person.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, one of the tags that I had on here, just so the both of you know, is when your assignment shows up, it's a great thing to be a great listener. Then wait on God for your answers. And you're really the same thing you just said, Lady Kathy, as well as Dr. Denise. Your assignment is your mirror. I mean, who you were, who you are, and who you have been. And then using wisdom, stay calm. And then the key to it is the person that is your assignment or the situation, pass the tongue so that we don't have to have stumbling blocks to come in the future. I also have another caller. I'm going to go ahead and pull them in. Area code 404-205-2372. Who's the caller?
Hi, good morning. My name is Cece.
Good morning. Hi, Cece. How are you?
Good morning.
I am blessed, loved, and so adored.
Well, there you go. There's an assignment right there. Now that you've recognized your assignment, now what are you going to do with it? And we're talking about from the point of view of the war room. There's a movie out, and if you haven't seen it, make your way to the theater. It is amazing. But what we also were talking about is being a great listener, waiting for the answer from God when you're dealing with people. Your assignment is your mirror. So the people that show up to you, like Kate and Lady Kathy just said, which is so important, is that the people that you deal with, they got a lot. There's a lot of you in that person. And also using wisdom when ministering or just speaking to someone. A lot of people don't want to hear the word ministering to them. But when you are dialoguing with them, stay calm and remind them, now that you've been helped, to pass the tongue. So if I were to say to you today, Cece, now that you recognize your assignment, now what? What would you do with it? How do you know when your assignment shows up?
Well, that's very difficult for me because I really don't know when it shows up. But when it shows up, I just do it and go through it. And it's very hard to just go through it because it is hard to help people that don't want to be helped.
Right.
And that's really hard. And me having the kids that I have that problem constantly.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, there's someone with back talk. Chatter in the back. Can you mute that or go ahead? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it is really hard. And I do understand, but sometimes I feel alone. So that's when I talk to myself or talk to God. It's more talk to God than anything, because sometimes I need that patience. And when you're trying to help people that don't want to be helped, that's really hard, especially for me, because I have kids, and me trying to help somebody that don't want to be helped is difficult.
Right, because it's time-consuming.
It's really hard, because I do understand that, to me, time is very valuable. Because I don't have much of it. But when you're trying to help people that don't want to be helped, it's difficult.
But there's also a timing, so that's the other thing. But you said, I said something earlier, that whenever you run into a person like that, that's your mirror, because obviously that is the way that you have dealt with things in the past. Lady Kathy
yes.
said that, and I think Dr. Donice said that. But I'm going to have Dr. Donice, would you speak to that for us, please? Do you hear what she just said?
Yes. Yeah, you know, the past is, you know, if you don't understand, the past is so real, and sometimes it is hard to grasp your mind around. You know, but the past is something that will cause you not to hold on to the future, because most people think that the past dictates the future.
Yes.
And I found out that living in the moment, you know, people want to describe faith as so many different, you know, rubbing a genie ball to get what you want. But really, faith helps you to live in the moment. You know, this is what I define faith as. Reaching into the light of God's promises. Whatever God said we can have, we first got to bring that back to our remembrance. And then we got to take a hold of not what the past did to you, but what is your true desire? That's why people, sometimes it's so crucial for me to write down some of the things that I really want from my heart, not what I feel I deserve or not mm-hmm. what I feel like I, you know, based on what I have in the bank, but I really write down what's truly on the top priorities of my heart. And then you just begin to just know that, you know, leave no room for, you know, four things I go over checklist every morning. Leave no room for fear or doubt. Anticipate God to intervene. Speak your voice, you know, use your voice to speak out the true desires and not let your head make your mouth speak out the past. Mm-hmm. And then act as if the miracles already happened. I create my own drama every day. Every day I get up and create my skit. You know, people think you're crazy. People think you're
right.
crazy. But you know what? Hey, our whole life is nothing but one great big drama. But the only thing about it is that is what the atmosphere needs, is your drama to make it happen. And that is literally faith. If you're not acting out your drama or your skit, you're going to be acting out somebody else that influenced you in the past. And so whether that comes through anger, whether that comes through depression, whether that comes through, you know, thoughts, and you know, thoughts steals your joy, steals your motivation. So, you know, you ever do an exercise? I used to do an exercise where you close your mouth, and you think of that past thought. But as soon as you open your mouth and say, oh, my destiny is to do this, that thought immediately leaves. It just immediately leaves. So, you know, the mind will put anything up there. It'll bring back a past thought. But as soon as you open your mouth and declare or testify, whatever words you use, and that becomes your new expectations, and you have to keep doing that. And that's how you hold on until it comes to pass. And after a while, your subconscious will have a whole new system going on. Right now, a lot of times people's subconscious is, you know, like you used to drive. First, it was part of your conscious. But as you begin to drive, now I don't have to think about putting one hand on 10 o'clock and then one hand on 2 o'clock. I just get in the car and drive because it's a part of me. It's a part of me.
Right.
So
right.
You need to just kind of do that exercise until it becomes a part of them, because the past has taken a grip and it has become your reality. But now we got to change that reality and put some new stuff in our conscious until it becomes a part of us, where you just know, look, whatever my hands touch, it's going to be resurrected. Wherever I go,
wow.
I bring life. And, you know, if I step
exactly.
here, then things going to change. So those are some things that I do, because that's just faith in not making it so where it's hard to get. I call it effective faith. It's proven.
Right.
It's proven. It's proven.
Yeah. Dr. Lady Kathy, come on, let me have you speak to that.
You know what? She's stirring up some stuff this morning, y'all. I'm trying to contain. My fingers can't type fast enough. And I was as she was talking, it just resonated in my spirit when she said she created her own drama every day. And
right.
I began to
Go
think
ahead.
About Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. verse 2 says, and the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. That was chaos. That was chaos. In the beginning, there was chaos.
Yes.
That's what that means.
Exactly.
In the beginning, there was chaos. And God organized the chaos. That's all he did. He spoke and organized the chaos. He took away the darkness by saying, let there be light. You know, so he organized the chaos. And so when she said she created her own drama every day, I started thinking about she organizes her drama every day.
Right.
Because she creates, you know, I'm pretty sure she's not meaning that I just go out and, you know, create a big disturbance. No, she organizes the chaos that's going to be in her life is what I, you know, heard that to mean. But I start thinking about, why don't we do that? That's what God did. He organized the chaos in the beginning.
Right.
And
well, you know, one
I was
thing too.
Like,
yeah. One thing that I do notice, you know, if you don't plan, you fail to lose. And so with even what you're saying, Lady Kathy, the both of you are saying the same thing about the – yeah, this way at least you organize the chaos before – when you lay down, organize the chaos. When you get up, you already have a roadmap of what may come, and you already know how – when you get on your face in the morning prior to your day beginning, the thing that we do is we change the atmosphere. We change the dynamics. We change what is supposed to be. Our chaos, we organize it, put it where it belongs, which is not in our life, and we keep it moving. The other part of that is once it's organized, you don't go back and revisit it. It is what it is. It came to distract you. It came to cause you to get off your path. But now sometimes we cannot not deal with the chaos, a bit of a chaos. As I said, with us when we were in Arizona this week, and while being there, there was an organized chaos because we were on a mandate. We had a job we were there to do, but we recognized that it was a organized chaos because we knew that we didn't know exactly what to expect. But in the process, we were like clockwork. We were in the same spirit, in the same timing, in the same moment, and worked together. That's the key. And if you're doing it alone, or you never do it alone, let's say that, you never do it alone. When I say that even though it looks like it's off kilter, God has already set the path. Like you said, in the beginning, God created. So he knew ahead of time what he was going to create. There goes, what's the dog's name? Anyway, but the whole thing being is that because the path has already been laid out for us, whatever is in front of us, all we have to do is stop, again, just like we just said here, stop, look at what's going on, assess the situation, and then speak to the situation and settle it down. And that is exactly how
speak
we
to it.
We literally had a method going last week, and it was a perfect, everything was in perfection. So even for you, Cece, when things are seeming as though they are chaotic and out of your control, they are. And if a person does not want to be helped, the words that you say, just I did it with you. You say the word, you walk away, and the word, if the word is from God, is going to stick, and it will resonate when that person has an ear to hear. Am I correct in saying that, Dr. Denny?
I like that.
Dr. Denny?
Yes, okay. I felt my mute sign. I thought it was off. But, yes, see, that's the deal. That's the deal where people miss it. People don't understand that things that you're believing for or you want to change, they don't understand it works through the power of agreement. You remember that,
yes.
That scripture in Luke chapter 5, verse 17? You remember the people that wanted a healing, but there was no room left in the house. So what did they do? They went and got them some friends.
Yes.
They said, hey, let's go through the roof. The person that go down through the roof got themselves, right? They went and got some friends who believed in what they were doing. That's why it's so important
not to have anybody around you that doesn't believe in what you're doing.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
The man was crippled. He was crippled. Did they agree? I mean, the man crippled, but guess what? But they together would get the victory. And that's the power of agreement. It will multiply their ability to gain the victory. See, if you got people who believe in what you're doing, the way it works is that when there's great power, when faith moves in agreement, then the faith of others, then it moves God to a miracle. I mean, who would you know if they said, hey, come on, let's go get in this room because the guy in there can heal our friend that's crippled. We say, okay, yeah, if you believe it, I believe it. Let's go through the roof together.
Wow.
And so faith succeeds when you got through determined people. If you've got people around you that are not determined about your vision, then maybe they're not for you at that time. And that's what causes confusion sometimes. Something will always try to keep your faith from having room to work. The thing about it's just amazing that we have to be determined and not be deterred. That's what this man would not be denied by his friends, and his friends would not be denied their opportunity to help. It's a two-way street. The person's vision and the people that's helping that person, it becomes an opportunity for everybody to see God move in a miracle. But that's what people miss it. They have people around them that doesn't believe in what they're doing. Hey, get rid of them for right now. They come back and pick them up.
I don't know about going. You said if they don't believe, go back and pick them up. Excuse me. I have one saying there. And this is in all honesty, and I'm laughing a little bit, but this is my truth. If a person shows you who they are and it's not in your agreement, in the line that you're walking in,
right,
that's the time that you have to separate yourself from them doing whether it's business, spiritual, whatever it is. Now, you can be an acquaintance to that person, but they have proved in themselves that they're not your friend. Or that they're not for you or what you're for. So you can be an acquaintance, but I keep you at arm's length because you've shown me who you are. The other thing is we talked about here, when your assignment shows up, you got to be a good listener. Now, you know, I mean, Apostle Brooks, I know he's a great listener. Pastor Tony, Lady Kathy's husband, amazing listener. A lot of times I think he's not listening at all, but he can hear. And I know, Pastor Donisa, I've been with you, great listener. And I can honestly say, a great listener, you telling them what you need, that's the problem a lot of times. We get in a hurry. We get in a hurry of wanting to solve the problem. It's not about solving the problem right then. If you shut up, and I don't say the word shut up, but if you're quiet, you can listen, and the person is telling you exactly what they the issue or the problem is, then you have to have wisdom. Wait on God. Wait. If you remember in the movie, the woman, only thing that lady said in most of the movie is, and the reason she was doing that is because you don't have time. It wasn't God. It was in God's timing for her to give the young lady the reasoning of God, not her personal reason. Now, she did give her testimony at the end of the movie. But I think, and Lady Kathy and we usually do this, and I didn't do it today. Every time we do this show, I ask everyone to stop, grab a mirror, and put the mirror in front of you while we're actually right here on the show. And that's because in the dialogue of the show, you're ministering to yourself. There's a baby in the background. Can you mute that, please? There is, in the midst of everything going on, if you're looking in the mirror, your truth is in front of you. And once you learn how to do that, even when your assignment shows up, the truth is right there in the mirror again. Dr. Lady Kathy said, when her assignment shows up, she knows when it's hers. That's the radical one, the hard one. When Pastor Tony show up, they have that softness that he has because he's soft. And when hers are abrasive. She knows when hers show up, and the softness and the shift. Because with Pastor Tony, I have seen the shift in Lady Kathy. Well, you know what? We're at the
end
of the
show today.
Susie?
Yes.
I wanted to say this really quickly to Cece, because Cece says, well, you know, she don't have the time, and sometimes people don't want to listen. Honestly, I can't remember. I was trying to go back in my mind when she was talking that I don't remember an assignment that showed up that was easy. So
never.
Therefore, if it's your assignment, it's up to you to see that assignment too until it's fulfilled. And it doesn't have to be easy. It usually never is. However, you must complete it. Because if you don't complete it, you're going to repeat it. Pastor and I met with some pastors the other day, and they were we've known them for a long time. So what I know about them is this same spirit keeps showing up at their church. Not the same person, the same spirit. And I told them, I said, listen, you guys are going to have to deal with this spirit. Every time this spirit shows up, you fail the test. So you're going to have to deal with this spirit and pass this test so this spirit can stop showing up in your ministry. And so, Cece, when you have an assignment, even if they don't want to listen, the one thing about the lady in the movie is that she knew her assignment and she didn't get off of her assignment. She wasn't pushy, but she would say things that would be key words that would just pierce the heart of the young lady to make her think. And so all she did was give her information. And when the time was right, the woman sought her out because she needed what she had. So they may not always receive it right away, but when they go through a situation or a circumstance, they'll remember, wait a minute, there was this lady who kept on pushing in my business and saying stuff about you can't have lukewarm coffee, you got to have your prayer life can't be lukewarm. I need to go talk to that woman. And so our job is to give them something to think about and to talk about. And so when they want us, they will seek us out. But, no, we don't push. We're just there for them. You know, when we get an opportunity to say something, we say something that has meaning, because the window is usually very small because they don't want to hear it, but they're going to call you. They're going to seek you out. And kids, if you're talking about the children, I know you have a few of them, they're always difficult. Because they don't ever want to listen. But we have to always be their parent and still guide them and lead them in the right direction. And they'll seek us out. But just stay on your assignment no matter how difficult it is. Ask God to give you the strength to endure your assignment.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, we're at the end of the show. And as you see, when your assignment shows up, we got to do one thing, stay the course. I'd like to thank everyone for showing up today. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Dr. Donise out of Phoenix, amazing woman of God. Lady Kathy Howard, I thank you for showing up today. And also, Cece, it's always perfect timing. We're going to close out today again saying, no. Make sure you recognize your assignment when it shows up. As Lady Kathy says, that when you don't attend to that assignment, it will revisit you over and over. Just like when we were kids, Mother may I, no you may not, you did not complete the assignment. This is First Lady's Blog Talk Radio. We're with you every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30. I'd like for you to join us. Come with your baggage. Come with your answers. There's something you can say that can help the next person. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Hands of Comfort Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization dealing with anything that's traumatic to you, be it the loss of even just a job, a home. But it was established because of suicide. So we know how to deal with the mind or with you. We have a comfort line, not a crisis line, that you can call 24 hours a day, that number being 702-683-6373. Again, that number is 702-683-6373. Lady Kathy for Destined for Glory is our other. And would you give them a little bit of information, please?
Yes, it's Destined for Glory World Outreach Ministries. We're right here in Las Vegas, Nevada, 6037 South Rainbow Boulevard, 89118. Pastor Tony Howard is the pastor. That phone number is 702-364-GLORY, 702-364-5679.
Well, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us. I'd like to invite you back every Monday and Friday. It's only 30 minutes of your time, but that 30 minutes
somebody can be renewed. Thank you, Donnie, Dr. Donnie. Yeah. Thank you, CC, and thank you, Lady Kathy. Everybody have an amazing day. God bless you. God bless you. And I cannot wait to talk back to you. I will be calling you, CC. Have an amazing day, and remember, without a dream, the people perish. And we are on assignment. Have a great day.
Talk to democratic people. He would make us diplomatic people. All right.
Gonna wake up in glory and to Jesus sing redemption story. We shall see his blessed face who has kept us by his grace. We'll wake up in glory. Bye bye.